Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Welcome to Thursday. It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. There's a new report out concerning Iowa deaths from drug overdoses and alcohol-induced causes. IPR's Natalie Krebs has more.
Iowa deaths from drug overdoses and alcohol-induced causes both fell about 1% in that time frame. However, the suicide rate in Iowa increased 6%. That's according to a new report from Trust for America's Health. Brandon Revis is with the nonprofit. He says, in particular, cocaine overdoses are up 36% in Iowa, indicating an increasing level of fentanyl in supplies. The highly potent opioid can easily be fatal when laced with other drugs.
So in Iowa, we see that the state legislature has not legally authorized the use of fentanyl testing strips, for example, which could help users detect the presence of fentanyl in their drug supplies and save lives.
Revis says the community distribution of the opioid reversal drug naloxone could also help lower drug overdose rates. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today partly sunny with a high near 87, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Gusty winds are expected. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight, low around 70. For Friday, gradual clearing, high near 87, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. On point, anti-tourism protests have been spreading around the world. Some say the solution isn't to stop traveling, but for tourists to travel better. Hear more about it at 1 o'clock today on Point here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.